This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome. We are live today from Famous Toastery right here in TKK. Of course, today's program is presented by Piedmont Medical Center, Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. My guest today, Jennifer Hudson, who is... let's see, how should I introduce you? You wear many hats. I would say in your order, you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a CEO of Stirred by Hand, and you continue to advocate for other families to create love through adoption.
That's right, Patty.
Let's get you right there.
That's right, Patty. That's me. I am anything adoption related.
I just love it.
I love to be included.
And with you is Kevin Walls. Okay, and you are with Christian Adoption Services. Now, before we go any further, I do have to just comment on the timing of this interview, given the fact that we are hearing some very startling information about other states, such as New York and the state of Virginia, and the topic of late-term abortion. I believe it was on the Facebook of Christian Adoption Services where there was a statement that you change two words in abortion and it becomes adoption.
Right.
So I know we're not going to get into one of these really. Yeah. We're not going to debate today, but what we are going to share is an opportunity for planning your child's life, even if that life is unexpected. Mm-hmm. And you think, what now?
Right.
So who would like to begin? Okay.
Kevin.
Well,
I'm
Kevin,
good.
Okay.
Yes.
You are the president of Christian Adoption
Yes.
Services. I heard some good news that you're actually expanding offices. Tell me about that.
Yes, Patty, thank you. I'm glad to be on the show today. And I've been a part of the ministry for 3 years. I was a pastor for 22 years, so very excited to be a part of this incredible ministry. And so the agency has been, this is our fourth year of ministry.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's a big number when you look at the Bible and think about what God does in a 40th year. But I came a part of the ministry 3 years ago, and we were only in North Carolina. And then a year ago, we became licensed in South Carolina. So we just opened an office a year ago in Rock Hill. So we're glad to be in South Carolina. And what that allows us to do is to minister and work with families in the whole state of South Carolina. So we're very excited. We had 5 adoptions this past year in South Carolina. Babies born in the hospital somewhere in the state of South Carolina and placed in a forever home with a Christian family.
That just warms my heart. I can't even tell you. Adoption, I think, is changing as we are learning more about DNA studies. It used to be something that would almost be hidden, mm-hmm. as if parents had an option of telling their kids or not. And
right.
It led to some, you know, some, I guess, complexities.
Right.
But it is such a wonderful way for creating a family. And I don't know how anybody could do it without their faith to help them through the journey. You know a thing or two about the journey, Miss Jennifer Hudson.
I do. So about 7 years ago is when we started our adoption journey, and we started with Christian Adoption Services, and at that time they were not in South Carolina, so we also worked with Christian Family Services, now all Christian Adoption Services. And it was really scary starting. There's so much information. But what we found out is it is a journey of faith. That is really where you have to trust in God. You have to trust in the process and really lean on your faith, your friends, your community. And that kind of brings us to today and now. We're helping others, and really our branding message, adoption is love.
It is.
And like you said, now instead of it being something that maybe you would talk about in just...
As if you're hiding something.
Yes. Now, people want to celebrate it. And
yes.
Your community, your friends, it's something to be rejoiced and celebrated.
You're flipping the message.
And it's so exciting to me.
I get chill bumps because, of course, I've met your lovely family. You and your husband, Rob, really, you made a decision to adopt internationally older children.
Yes.
And for someone that is not going through that journey, it's just like when you're not going through the pregnancy, it seems to happen so fast, so simple. You look great. You know, yesterday, no children. Today, voila, you got a family. It's really not like that at all.
It really
isn't. Because of the highlights.
It really isn't. We were lucky with both of our girls. It was about a year. That's not typical. Kevin could probably speak more to it, but the program we used through the Philippine intra-country adoption, it can take easily 2 to 3 years. And so it is a lot of faith.
It can be expensive. It can be discouraging.
It can. And that's where kind of we come in with this Adoption is Love program, and where Rob and I have felt so blessed in the support of our adoption, of our business, Stirred by Hand, that we want to let people know, don't let the cost hold you back. There are really creative ways in adoption fundraising. A lot of times your church will match. I know locally, like Bank of America, they help out. If you're in the military, they help out. There's so many grants and so many ways to help a family with adoption expenses.
That's so encouraging to hear, because sometimes it seems that the easiest choice is to just make an unplanned pregnancy go away. Now, Kevin, you have been in the ministry a long time, and now you are the president of Christian Adoption Services. Of course, you know Del Dove.
Indeed.
This is part of his vision.
Yes.
He's an adoption attorney
right here
locally. It's hard to find a happy ever ending that he's not somehow a part of, no matter what.
Amen.
So, you know, what are the choices? We look at the parents who desire to have a family, and we look at those choices. But when it comes to international, national, local, family, obviously you sit down. What is the first step that you take when someone contacts you?
That's a great question. So obviously faith has a big impact into what we do, being a nonprofit, and our mission statement is to connect vulnerable children with Christian families. So it really starts and ends there. From there, though, what we tell folks, so tonight I'll give you an example. We have informational meetings, and we have those every 3, 4, 5 months, and we move them around North and South Carolina. Tonight, we have about 40 families that will be coming to the Matthews office, and they'll be coming up there and just learning more. So that's sort of a first step. Most of the time, these families are going on websites. They're doing a lot of research before they get to that point, and referrals and talking to other families who've adopted, you know, such as the Hudsons, and saying, man, this is a great ministry. You need to connect with them. And so we always tell families, so I'll tell these families tonight, so you get a little preview of the info meeting for tonight. The families that will be there, I'll tell them a couple of things. Number one, we want to work with families that can answer these two questions, the husband and the wife, and answer yes.
Do you put them in separate rooms?
No, we don't.
Okay,
we keep them together. But we want this answer. We want yes to these two questions. Number one, has God called you to adopt? That's a big question.
Yes.
You know, we don't typically, a lot of times the wives are dragging the husbands in, you know, and so we want both to feel that God's called them to parent and adopt. Two, the second question we want to hear a yes from is God's timing. Is this God's timing? Sometimes couples it is, and sometimes it's not, and that's okay.
And it's hard for people to realize that it's not about our timing.
That's right.
You really have to. And again, the journey. I want to talk more with you, Kevin,
okay.
And of course you too. I got chill bumps because I know how God spoke to you and Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back and get information about tonight
okay. And
steps and
right.
Change those two letters, perhaps.
That's right.
Give other options. Hey, right now we're going to take a short break and remind our listeners that you've tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by QSER Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. If you're looking to, do some remodeling, purchase a home, put your trust in a company like U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We'll be back with more Close Up and our guest today talking about Stirred by Love, Adoption is Love. Stay tuned. Good stuff.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and you are listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. We are live today from Famous Toastery right here in Tiga K, where every server is your server. My guest from Christian Adoption Services, the president himself, Kevin Qualls, and Jennifer Hudson, the CEO of Stirred by Hand, which is a very unique company that is helping families adopt and become complete through these delicious caramels that you wouldn't believe. And every time I talk to you, you've created a little variation on the theme. Wow, that's all I got to say. What's really cool, super cool, real quick, and then we'll continue our conversation, Kevin, is the fact that you're actually helping. You've got like a fundraiser going on right now for two families.
I do. I have an adoption fundraiser going on right now for the Matthews, a Fort Mill family. We are super excited. They are adopting from the Philippines. So, of course, this mama of two beautiful Filipino girls, we are very excited to have a beautiful Filipino girl in our neighborhood, and they are just waiting on a referral. So we are fundraising for them with our new Adoption is Love fundraiser program. And then we're also fundraising for the Romeros. They live in Brevard, North Carolina, and they have adopted from the Philippines. They adopted 14-year-old Matthew, and they are getting ready to go over to the Philippines to Helping Hands Healing Hearts, and they are serving 3 months. Holly is a nurse, and her husband, Ariel, he's just going to help out wherever is needed, and so we're fundraising also for their mission trip.
It's incredible when you listen to the whisper and you're obedient.
Yes.
What you think is something that you're getting back for you becomes this opportunity to impact the lives of so many. Now, Kevin, when it comes to adoption, we've seen some bad. I mean, we've seen some very painful situations where those seeking children have been taken advantage of.
Right.
They've lost money. I mean, it's just like anything else where there's a need, there's going to be someone that is taking advantage of the vulnerability of another person.
Right.
So how do you prevent that if you are, considering adoption?
Yeah, so we have, I've met with a lot of families that have what I'll call chasing babies, flying all the way across the country, trying to do it quick, and working with possible some unscrupulous folks,
We've seen those episodes of Law and Order.
It's sad.
It really is very sad.
And so really what you need to look for is make sure someone's licensed in their state. There are folks that are advertising in North and South Carolina right now that if you were to go in and type "give my baby up for adoption," you'll see folks in other states that are not licensed in South Carolina that are advertising South Carolina illegally, and they're paying moms, and that's illegal. And so you don't want to deal with those folks. And so We make sure that, number one, we're licensed by North and South Carolina. They come in, do a yearly or bi-yearly review. We're also licensed on the international side through COA. They come every 4 years, and they do a major investigation just to make sure everything's on the up and up both sides. And so that's very important to us to make sure we do it right. So if you're out there and you're considering adoption, don't necessarily look at the cheapest option necessarily or the quickest option, because usually that doesn't work out. We've had a lot of families that have lost a lot of money that come on with us and they get a placement, are so very thankful. And so we try to tell folks, let us do the work. Our folks have been doing this a long time, and if you feel led to come be a part of our ministry, be a part of the CAS family, we'll do all the work for you. You just pray and trust the Lord's time, and we'll mm-hmm. take care of all that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our motto.
Even human trafficking and things like that, wherever mm-hmm. there's a need, wherever there can be a real benefit from one to the other, it can be totally taken advantage of.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you have heard just very, very sad situations of those really wanting to have a family. What about the mother that... Do they also come to see you when they are seeking
they
to find a home for their child?
That's the sweet part. You know, as I was praying, it wasn't easy. I'm a preacher's kid. I've been in church ministry my whole life. And so this position came out of the blue to me. I was working at First Baptist Charlotte and as associate pastor, and someone contacted me about this opening. And I was like, no, I'm a pastor. I mean, I work in a church, you know. And they sent over the job description. I was like, wow, this is really evangelistic. Because when you really understand adoption, I have three biological children. You really understand adoption biblically. You see the evangelistic side of that, because number one, God's our Father. He adopted us. We're His children. And then when you connect that to James 1:27, which is the Christ follower's duty to care for others who can't care for themselves, specifically talking about widows and orphans, it is God's call for all of us to be involved in this. Whether we adopt or not, we're all to be involved in one way or another because we've been adopted. So the Lord just tugged on my heart, and I was like, I just want to be obedient. And here I am now, 3 years later, loving it. I mean, I love what I'm doing. So I preach in about 75 churches in 3 years now. In North and South Carolina, connecting adoption with the gospel, and God's really blessing that. So I love that side of it. But to answer your question specifically, I think one of the sweet spots of why what we do that connected me was our birth mom ministry. Working with birth moms here in North and South Carolina, because most of the moms that we work with are in very dysfunctional situations. They call us, they're in desperate situations, and so we consider it a privilege to minister to them, not only while they're pregnant, but well after they have the baby. And so we do this cool thing called, I don't know if anybody else that does this, they call it a birth mom's retreat. We do it annually. It's coming up in March, and we hope to have about 50 ladies that will be a part of this incredible weekend. It's an all-expense-paid weekend, and these ladies will come all over North and South Carolina. They'll come to one place for a weekend and just be taken care of, loved on. They'll get letters and pictures from their families from the open adoption. We'll also have someone there to share the gospel. Last year we had 5 give their life to Christ, and so we're really praying God's going to bless us. We even had one lady that gave birth 20 years ago go on this retreat. So this tells you that we have a relationship with these moms and continue to minister to them well after that baby's placed, and so I love that.
Oh, again, total chill bumps today.
Yes.
Of course, that was Kevin Qualls, the president for Christian Adoption Services. He, along with my guest, Jennifer Hudson, who is an advocate for adoption, a CEO of her company, Stirred by Hand, just helping families local and abroad. We're going to come back, take a short break, just remind our listeners that you've tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Of course, we are live on location today from Famous Toastery in TKK, where every server is your server. And of course, we got to give a shout out to our co-sponsors, making it possible for us to deliver such great information from those who know it best right here. York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. If you're looking to remodel or, I don't know, do whatever you do in a home. If you watch HGTV, you're probably going to want to do a lot. Maybe buy a home. Certainly, you can call Chris at U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. More Close Up yet to come.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
All right, I think we could go like another hour yes. on our show today. We got a lot to cover. I'm Patty Mercer, my guest today, Kevin Walls, Christian Adoption Services, and Jennifer Hudson, a mom herself, adopted yes. two, she along with her husband adopted two beautiful girls from the Philippines. But this is all about a conversation on adoption. Kevin, as it relates to the choice that a mother has in an unexpected, unplanned pregnancy, sometimes the fastest, quickest way just to make the situation go away doesn't make it disappear. In your experience with women, what imprint does that final decision to really, you know, just go ahead and have your baby aborted, what mark does that leave on a woman's heart?
It definitely does. I mean, obviously we can all look back at decisions we've made and the consequences of those that affect us for the rest of our lives. What I love about that is God's grace, though. You know, we've all, sitting around this table, we've made some choices that wouldn't please God, but God loves us despite that. So what I've seen is God's redemptive power in working through tough decisions, such as ladies, and as a pastor of a church, I've dealt with this as well, just with ladies who made decisions when they were young and in the moment that they didn't really think through. But later down the line, you know, God forgives them. They come to know Christ. You never really forget, right? I mean, what you did. And oftentimes God will bless them with children later, you know, as well.
Use that as a catalyst to help other people. What about with these DNA testing, home testing kits and Ancestry.com and, I don't know, the Maury Povich Show, where you are probably going to figure out where you came from if you have that burning question, even as it relates to your physical health? Do you have the BRCA gene that might signal for you to be aware that you could develop ovarian cancer or breast cancer? I mean, there's a lot of reasons why we desire to know who yes. our biological parents are. How is that impacting what you do on a day-to-day?
It does. So what's interesting is I've learned a lot about adoption over the last 3 years from a legal standpoint and just the social side of things is up until about 15 years ago, most adoptions were closed adoptions. They weren't open adoptions.
So you really did have to sort of just...
Absolutely. You would take a file of a birth mom, and we kept them, obviously, but the family knew, you know, there was no relationship, zero relationship. So we have someone on our staff now because when those children turn 18, they actually have come back to our office, and we can legally share some information at that point. You know, after they turn 18. Mm-hmm. And so that's from those happened, you know, 15 or more years ago. Today, most adoptions, we did 30 placements in North and South Carolina last year total, and 29 of those would have been open adoptions. So there's a relationship. And they found that's the best thing for the child, that they know, you know, they're adopted, and they're seeing them once or twice a year in a neutral location. You know.
Because probably what you imagine the reason being for why you were put up for adoption mm-hmm. is way worse
right.
than the reality.
Right.
What about cost and the time? I mean, how long does it take to adopt a baby?
Yeah, so we have two programs, kind of like what Jenny and Rob went through was our international program, specifically Philippines. We have different countries we work with, and all those processors are different. Each country kind of dictates that and the time frame. To Jenny's point a few minutes ago, the average Philippines adoption There's a lot of variances on that, but I'd say 18 months to 2 years. That's probably average. Can go faster, can go longer. In North and South Carolina, with our domestic program, which is typically babies from the hospital, last year our average wait was 10 months.
10 months. Okay, how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, so our website is the quickest way, christianadopt.org. And, of course, you go on there and we have our South Carolina numbers, our North Carolina numbers.
Fantastic. Real quick, Jennifer Hudson, how can we learn more about how we can help this fundraising for the families you're working with?
Thank you. For the Matthews or the Romeros, you can go on stirredbyhand.com. And we have a special adoption is love bag that all the funds are going to both of those families. Also, you can go to Crossings on Main, The Market, Ivy Rehab in Fort Mill, Pier Bar in Fort Mill.
Oh, my goodness. They'll match 100%.
Yeah, Vogue Salon awesome. And Spa in Rock Hill.
There
all the
go.
Donations going to those families.
Right here. Thank you so much for being with us today, presented by Kuster Commercial, Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Until next time, this is Patty Mercer. Bye-bye.